Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Back in my earlier years, I avoided talking about myself like the plague. Why? Because frankly, I thought no one gave a dang. I understand now that folks want to know us as human beings. With social media and all that sharing, okay, I've loosened up a little bit. Well, to an extent. There is such a thing as too much information. This is tricky territory. Let's drill down on where that line is. Here are a couple rules of thumb that I use. First, share good news as it happens. Share bad news after I've gotten over myself. Now keep in mind, I'm not talking about asking for thoughts and prayers in real time. That's okay. I'm talking about sharing all the details of your disaster. Here's why. If you want to take someone along for the ride, like the progress videos this article suggests, then that's hopeful. It's like a road trip or something. Sharing bad news with the entire free world? Go overboard and it kind of looks like you're asking for sympathy. That can be awkward. Second up, rant about a situation, not a person. When you are doing those behind-the-scenes videos or blogs, something will come up. Should you act like everything's fine? Nope, that's not real. If you're surprised, be surprised. But if you're hot under the collar, be sure to direct your ire where it belongs. At the situation. Here's why. Because folks will feel the same way about a similar situation. If you go after a person, even behind their back, you energize the defenders, and you don't want your video or any kind of content to bring out that kind of conversation. So let's open up the kimono a little bit and let our best personal selves shine through. Hope this is helpful. Now go out there and be brilliant.